Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday. Thank God it's Friday. TGIF, November 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. There's a movie that comes out today at the theaters that I would greatly appreciate if you would consider going out and seeing either tonight or over the weekend, trying to get the box office numbers way up for this movie Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Vicky and I are going to see it 7 o'clock, I believe, tonight in Traverse City. Its studio that put this movie out is called Angel Studios. They were the original studio company that started out with The Chosen, our favorite TV series show. You can watch it on an app, YouTube. It's available all over the place. Basically, the life of Jesus back in the day and how he chose his disciples. Well, this movie is called Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and his story about whether or not he played a role as being a spy against Adolf Hitler. Now, this is a very near and dear to my heart subject because my father was a sniper in the army against the Nazis. I love history. We're going to be talking a little bit about this with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour in our history lesson. But if you guys could do me a favor, not only go see this movie, but tell others about it and ask them to consider going to see it, is because it is from a Christian movie studio, Angel Studios, and they based it on a book that was a biography about Adolf Hitler and Bonhoeffer's role in dealing with the Nazis. And it's very probably not getting a lot of publicity, let's put it that way. Hollywood does not like Angel Studios. They see them as a major threat because they produce fact-based movies from a Christian worldview. So I would greatly appreciate if you would consider going and seeing that movie tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, because we're trying to drive the box office numbers up. Bonhoeffer. Check it out. Find it at your local theaters and go to the movies and then text me what your thoughts are after you see it. And we'll have a conversation about it on Monday. Well, this morning, breaking news alert, the presumed next speaker, the majority has gone back over to the Republican side. Matt Hall announced a $2.7 billion annual road funding increase. A plan this morning that he's hoping to see getting taken up in this current upcoming lame duck session. Everyone says they want to fix the roads when the cameras are on, but nobody has taken any real steps to do it in the past 2 years, Hall said in a press release, basically pointing fingers at the Democrat majority control in both the House and the Senate for the last 2 years. He's made it clear since being named by Republicans as their selection for House Speaker starting in January of the 2025-2026 term, that his first priority moving forward will be the roads. Under Hall's plan, $1.2 billion of corporate income tax revenue would be allocated right off the bat, right straight to infrastructure. He's proposing for the next budget starting in 2026, this money be allocated, as well as $600 million going specifically directly to the roads. The final $1 billion would come from using all state taxes collected at the gas pumps, the entire fuel tax fee would go directly to the roads. Isn't that what it was supposed to be for anyway? Why has it been diverted to other general fund uses? We, the people, thought that every time we went to the gas pump and we paid the fuel tax, that it was supposed to go to the roads. Nope. That hasn't been the case. There's also a component for local roads that are going to be part of this plan, with the most of the resources, initial $1.2 billion, going to local road agencies. You mean like local road commissions? Something I've been calling for forever. Additionally, secondary investment, $600 million, would be dedicated specifically to the fiscal year 2026 budget. This would replace the allocation, the set-aside for $500 million that the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted to go for Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, the SOAR Fund. Additional $50 million would come from the Revitalization and Placemaking RAP Fund, and another $50 million would come from the House and Community Development Fund. In his press statement, Hall said that the state's 6% sales tax at the gas pump would be replaced with a corresponding revenue-neutral increase that would prevent diverting funds from schools. See, part of the sales tax portion, not the fuels tax, but the sales tax, supposed to go toward the schools. Hall continued. He says, state revenue has exploded in recent years, but so has government spending. But basically, ask yourself, what do we have to show for it? Politicians spending billions of dollars every year on new projects, new programs, new funds, and then they turn around and say we have no money available for our local roads. Well, it's a lie, said Hall. The $2.7 billion request would track exactly what the Michigan Department of Transportation told the Transportation Commission earlier this month, stating that they needed additional funds to put on top of the current investment to to be able to have 90% of Michigan roads in good condition by, listen to this, 2040, 16 years from now. Mitch Bean of the Great Lakes Economic Consulting Firm said a strong case can be made for the need for the additional $2.7 billion for roads, but he questions Hall's plan in redirecting existing revenue as opposed to raising new revenue. Oh, here we go. Forget all the taxpayer dollars that go to Lansing now. Instead of finding ways to cut out some of the funding of these funds, these particular pet projects of Governor Whitmer, no, let's talk about raising new revenue. Hey, Mitch, I got something to say to you. No way. We're not going to do it. We are overtaxed and overregulated right now. If you think that we, the people, are willing to pay more taxes to fix the roads, you're dead wrong. Well, the biggest problem Bean has is dedicating the corporate income tax. He said that will come as a direct hit cost to the general fund, which begs the immediate question, what are you going to cut in order to balance the budget as you are constitutionally required to do so? Okay, Mitch, I got an idea. Why don't you figure out that basically $2 billion of corporate income tax that is coming out of the general fund, figure out the percentage of the total budget. What is it? Basically 4%? 4% of the $82 billion? 3%? No, actually, probably 2.5 off the top of my head. Figure out the percentage of what it is and chop it across the board. Every department gets a 2.53% reduction in their budget. How about that? As far as replacing the sales tax on gasoline with a revenue neutral charge on gasoline, this has been proposed before. Well, the question is being presented again. The problem, Bean says, if the plan keeps that portion of the school aid fund being revenue neutral, again, you have to look at and address what is being cut from the general fund so that you prevent any cuts to the schools. I say, very simply, figure out the percentage and chop it across the board. Every department. But this is a package that Hall says he wants taken up in the lame duck coming from the Republican side. Let's see if the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer agree with the new incoming speaker, Matt Hall. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. So that's the only Republican package bills that have been put forward for consideration in this Democrat-controlled lame duck session. So basically, bottom line is, let's see if the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer have an appetite for it. But he's basically calling the governor out, who, as you know, she ran on and created the campaign slogan, just fix the damn roads. Well, a lot of road improvements have occurred, but the biggest problems we have is at the county level. Not state roads, but county roads. Breaking it down even further, local townships, cities, and villages. I was monitoring the Antrim County Board of Commissioners meeting last night. One of the gentlemen who used to be on the Road Commission in Antrim County complained about his township, Banks Township. It's the furthest north and west township we have that abuts up directly to Charlevoix County. And he said it's amazing how the Charlevoix County Road Commission has done such a good job of maintaining, improving, fixing their roads when Antrim County, as soon as you cross the border, the roads turn to garbage. And he said it's something that needs to be addressed by the County Road Commission. Well, they're claiming they're not getting the funding from Lansing. Maybe, just maybe, this can be a issue, a topic that is nonpartisan. fix the damn roads, Governor. Hall is putting forward a plan. Yeah, it kind of, you know, taps into some of your little pet projects, some of your funds. But let's see where she puts her money where her mouth is. I'll be following this bill as they get back into session on December 3rd. Kind of an interesting scenario happening. So one of the things that I think we need to talk about as we go forward into this lame duck, is this going to simply be the Democrats' bucket list? Is this something that is just going to be their bucket list, or are they going to consider what's best for the people of the state of Michigan? Another package of bills that Democrat Representative Will Snyder, Democrat of Muskegon, is the lead sponsor on, is dealing with aggregate mining package, proposing bills, House bills 6108, 6109, 6110, and 6111. He says there have been major changes to previous bills that were submitted to the Senate. House bills before that were passed, sent to the Senate, where they didn't go anywhere. Well, what it is, these new bills on aggregate mining are among those circling the legislative musical chairs coming up for this lame duck session. Sponsors and proponents of the package hoping to deliver them to the governor's desk before time runs out the end of this year. This is an issue that needs to be dealt with in order to get raw materials from local sources at a cheaper cost to the people who do the actual road repairs, the rebuilding of the roads, bridges, all of our infrastructure. The underlying principle of these bills hasn't changed. Create a statewide process and control for digging up new gravel rather than leaving the issue to local governments. John Selleck of Harbor Strategic said it would take the burden off of local governments and planning commissions and put it in the hands of professionals at Eagle. Okay. Local planning commissions, local mines, well, they want to take control from local government and put it in the hands of the people in Lansing. Environment, Great Lakes, Eagle should be in control, not local planning commissions, local government. Selleck added that the opponents of these aggregate mining bills have used social media to create noise and prevent local planning commissions from moving forward with mine development. Basically, the problems, not in my backyard. Nobody wants these local mines to be anywhere near their homes. The noise, the gravel on the roads, windshield chips, all of these things come into the problem. Do you want it to be able to be blocked by local municipalities and planning commissions? Or do you want Lansing to have oversight and just tell them basically this is where it needs to be done? Well, that's the issue that they're going to be dealing with. So we'll be watching aggregate mining bills as well. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in hour number two, the history of Thanksgiving. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5555.